Hello, everybody. With Richard Piper and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and we're glad to have Richard Piper back after 2 weeks in Italy. Welcome back, my friend. When are the pictures going to be posted?
Anytime.
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 Well,
yeah, wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful time. It's been so long since I did a whole two-week vacation, and folks, if you're listening and you ever get a chance to spend a week driving around Tuscany, take it. Do it. It is a beautiful, beautiful country with wonderful people. We think sometimes we've got a rich history and heritage here in the United States, and we do. But when you're walking around towns that were built in like 300 BC, it kind of puts a different perspective on your life. And my wife and I had a great time. We got a lot of rest in. We saw some incredible history, beautiful sights, beautiful art. It was just a great time all the way around.
So you sanctified the country then?
Well, did I? I did. I used the country as it was intended to be used. Lots of food, lots of travel,
yes,
all
what,
of that.
That's
but
what
there,
I alluded to.
Yeah, there was one thing that was very sad, however, and I saw this in all of the big cities. We visited Rome and Venice, Siena, and Florence. And around all of the churches, and there are many, many churches, of course, around all of those churches were professional beggars. Not a lot, but one or two all of the time. And you would walk by these people, and they would be kneeling with their face to the ground and their hand out with a little cup in their hand for
wow.
coins. And I, the first time I saw that, I went, that's too bad. And then I began to watch, and I noticed that there was a way of doing it that suggested that they were doing this for religious reasons as much as for monetary reasons. And it the longer I watched, the sadder it got, because to me it looked like they were trying to atone for something.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm poor and need to beg is because I was bad. And every once in a while you would catch one who when nobody was around, they would kind of sit back up, and they'd look like normal people until you got close enough, and then they'd assume this posture. And Andrew, it just made me think that there are so many people in the world who are begging like that,
yeah,
even if it's not that obvious, but they're still begging God, questioning, am I good enough? Will I ever be good enough? How do they deal with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, my heart goes out to them because, you know, I spent some time in Europe as well, as we were talking about earlier, Richard, and you just see this lack of truth and this spiritual death in so many regards throughout some of the nations of Europe, and they're hurting for the message. They desperately need the gospel. And, you know, this month we've been looking at sanctification and what true biblical sanctification is. And I think you hit the nail on the head that it's being set apart for a purpose. It's being reserved for a purpose for which it was intended. And, you know, I big picture here in the scriptures is the simple fact that there's two things that get set apart. First, there's me, and then there's my behavior. And so, you know, we see the Apostle Peter saying, be holy or be sanctified in all of your behavior. And that's, of course, you know, there's the renewing of the mind. There's a process there. But in, you know, Hebrews chapter 10 and Paul telling the Corinthians in lots and lots of places, there's another kind of sanctification. And that is when you and me and believers in general get set apart by God as people, as children of God. And that is a done deal. And so when we take these two setting aparts, me and my behavior, and then we try to combine them into one, That's when the church gets all confused. And that's when people come up with this notion of progressive sanctification, that, you know, I am my behavior, and my behavior is me. And if my behavior is still in process, then my holiness must still be in process. And that's a lie, because we are not our behavior. You're not the sum total of what you do. So to me, the most beautiful truth here, Richard, is that we really need to separate who we are from what we do and realize that if the Lord were to return tomorrow or in this very moment, that he has made us qualified, he's made us heaven ready, he has already set us apart as his children, and even though we're experiencing a progressive renewing of the mind and a progressive growth in our understanding of the gospel, we are 100% set apart for God.
Yes.
And that leads us to freedom from groveling and freedom from waiting and hoping and pleading for what we already have in Christ.
Good thoughts, guys. Thank you. And of course, everybody, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley joining Richard Pfeiffer and me, and again, we're thankful that you are here. We have open lines right now. The calls are coming in, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. We have a couple of Canadian calls on the line, and we're going to get to them right now, as a matter of fact. Let's go talk to Doreen, listening in Delta, British Columbia. Doreen, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
There.
Yes, I was just wanting to talk about you know, what you're talking about right now. And then 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19, it says, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And then it says, and everyone that names the name of Christ depart from sin. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and serviceable for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a wonderful scripture about sanctification. Mm. And the other one was...
Well, Doreen, did you have a question on that?
He's talking to the holy brethren, and he says, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle of your faith, high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to God that appointed him. Mm-hmm. And then follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. So I remember Jesus said, it says that Jesus came to turn everyone from his sins.
Let me ask you this, Doreen. Those are great passages, and of course we love the Word of God, and there's no question that we can't be a light to the world. We can't be a witness unto Jesus Christ if we're out of control, living a lifestyle of chaotic sin. And so there is a setting apart of our behavior, our attitudes, and our actions so that we can reflect who we really are and reflect Jesus Christ to the world. And, you know, there is a sanctification without which no one will see the Lord, as you said. And that would be the setting apart of us as children of God. If you're not a child of God, you won't see the Lord. And so you have to ask, how can we be sanctified as children of God? And that's by the blood of Christ and through the resurrection that we're born again as his children. And only his children will see him. So those are some great scripture passages from the Word. Did you have a follow-up question for us on that?
I think she's off the line at this particular point. Thanks, Andrew, for your response.
There's an important point here. I was one of those people back in the day where I thought I had to get it together before God would love me. Mm-hmm. And what I came finally understand, thanks to some good friends and some excellent teaching, that had nothing to do with me, but God made sure I heard it at the right time, was that any good behavior that comes out of me is the direct result of having been loved first and foremost by God.
Yeah.
And that just changed everything. Instead of pressure and guilt and shame, There is only moving from victory to victory because we're doing it in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, Andrew, today's the final day of the offer for our listeners, to our listeners for a copy of Bob Christopher's excellent CD series. It's called Against the Current, and it's available on this final day for a gift of $20 or more. Now, beyond this excellent teaching series, there is, of course, the blessing of giving to impact the lives of others with the truth of God's Word. What would you say to encourage our listeners to step up and help at this particular time?
Well, first of all, it has everything to do with what we're talking about today. How do I live a life that is against the current when the world and the flesh and the enemy are pulling me in one direction? How do I go about being different, being who I really am, lifing out what has already been worked inside me by God? And so this CD series, Against the Current, that's what it's about, and that's what it will do in anyone who hears it and believes this word, because it's powerful. And as far as giving to the ministry, Bob, you know, what I continually like to say is that, you know, just stop for a minute and reflect on this message and what it's about and what is at the core of it all. And, you know, how many ministries, how many organizations, how many radio broadcast ministries out there, number one, are meeting the needs of people in the moment with live call-in.
Right.
Number two, how many are really proclaiming the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and keeping Jesus in focus? And that, to me, over the last couple of decades, that is the biggest deal about basic gospel. There's a lot of good causes out there. There's a lot of good ministries out there. But what sets basic gospel apart is the fact that they have a lasered in focus on Jesus Christ and the finished work. And so, you know, people think that their gift has to be big, that they have to make a large contribution to really make an impact. And that's not true at all. The reason we're giving this away for a gift of $20 or more is because we know how far that $20 can go.
Yeah.
It goes to proclaim this gospel all over the United States, all over Canada and beyond through the internet. The reach is amazing. It's outrageously wonderful. And so I invite people to become part of the support team of Basic Gospel. If you go to basicgospel.net, it takes just a couple of minutes to give and be a part of our team. And with that, we'll be sending you this CD series, Against the Current, for a gift of $20 or more.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew. I appreciate those thoughts. Again, $20 or more, and today is the final day for the CD series, Against the Current, for that particular gift. So you can do that, as Andrew said, by going to our website, basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Back to Canada we go. Going to talk to Miles, listening in Calgary. Hi, Miles. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good to hear from
Hello.
You.
Hey.
Hey, talking about going against the current, sometimes I found myself in an argument and, you know, it sort of deteriorates. And I come to the conclusion that God will reveal God ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew was talking about Romans 10 recently, which I realize says essentially that, God will reveal God.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think of Jesus being an example for us of democracy, people power, in other words, and free will. Just like basic gospel and Church Without Religion communicates, God values our free will. So I was wondering, mm-hmm. Are there examples to follow in the Bible for the secret ballot? So if someone asks me my position on some hot-button subject that I know is just going to cause me consternation and angst, is the secret ballot ever written? Because I could reserve for the secret ballot, would be my reply.
Yeah, well, Miles, First, yeah, I don't know of a precedent for the secret ballot per se, but let me just comment in general on what you have discussed there, because, you know, what I think is that too many times we assume that, you know, being a Christian or being a true Christian or being a serious Christian involves well, you've got to be part of this political party, or you've got to be able to vote for this particular person, or, you know, only this party and only this person in this election is the right choice. And many times we end up combining politics with Christianity. And so, yeah, I think there's definitely a place to avoid unnecessary conflicts, especially with unbelievers. You know, politics, for example, is such a hot button issue that if we have an opportunity to reach other people, let's let it be about Jesus and not about politics. As important and as awesome as the United States is and as Canada is, those are two great nations, and we thank God for the freedoms we enjoy. And my goodness, vote, vote, vote. If you're allowed to vote in your country, do so, and vote your conscience, and vote often as you can, and be involved. But when all is said and done, the gospel is 2,000 plus years old, and the United States, for example, is 200 years old. And so, you know, we thank God for our nation, and at this time, we thank God for the people who have defended it as well. But, you know, you're right. It is wise and discerning to sometimes keep our opinions about certain things quiet for a discretionary purpose. I mean, to just be discerning and kind and respectful to others. And that way, when we do open our mouths about a strong opinion at the proper time, many times that can be about the Lord instead of about our political convictions alone.
Yeah. Great. Miles, hope that helps.
Thank you. I'm going to get that going against the current today.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for doing that, Miles. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, and hope you'll keep listening and call again.
Israel, when you walk the same ground as the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, something indescribable happens. When you stand where King David, the prophet Elijah, and the apostle Paul stood, something unspeakable takes place. Israel, you'll experience the Garden of Gethsemane and visit the house of Caiaphas. You'll walk the Via Dolorosa, the footsteps of Jesus to Golgotha, the place of the cross, the place of the skull. You'll visit the garden tomb, the burial place of Jesus, and the place of his resurrection. When you see, touch, and smell the locations where the Lord Jesus himself lived, ministered, and prayed, you'll realize that no other place on earth can deliver such an experience. No other investment one can make offers so much in return. Israel, February 2017, with Basic Gospel. Click events at basicgospel.net for all information.
We're going to go to we're going to go to Livermore, California, talk to William. Hi, William. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I had a quick comment regarding our outward behavior as born-again children of God. It is true that we are transformed or changed through the renewal of our mind, but it's also true that we are to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And I believe that that is what faith is, that I believe that I am saved by what Jesus did and not by what I do.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
You're absolutely correct with that. The thing that makes behavioral change, positive behavioral change, possible is walking by faith, by fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ, the guy who did all of this to make it all possible, and then does it within us every day, every moment of our lives. And if we ever take our eyes off of Jesus and take a look at our behavior, for example, we have just made an idol of our behavior. And that can't be useful. It can't be helpful. It can't be anything but a loss. But when we are concentrating on Jesus and allowing him to do what only he can do, then every once in a while, the Spirit will say, "Well, Richard, why don't you take a look back? And I want you to notice over the last 6 months this change that has occurred." And he says, "I don't want you to get cocky about that change, but I want you to see that a change has occurred. Maybe because of that change, you're now going to be willing to trust me in this area of your life a little more than you have." And that's why there's no condemnation. There is only this continual, positive, moving from victory to victory kind of life that Jesus has promised us and makes real in our lives. And I think you said it very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that if we look at what we're doing, then we're essentially putting ourselves under the law. And if you're under the law, then sin is your master. You find yourself sinning more, trying not to sin, than just trusting in Jesus.
Yeah.
Once you take your eyes off yourself and put them on Him, then you find that transformation occurring.
Yes, anyway, I've had several conversations with the Spirit in my lifetime where the Spirit would start with the question, Richard, why do you want to continue punching yourself in the face? And I say, I don't want to. He says, well, you don't have to. Let me have that. Okay? And I take my eyes off of the behavior, off of my own on my own failures, or even worse, sometimes my successes. See, Lord, I was good that time. And just leave that stuff to the Spirit and let Him do what only He can do.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, William. Great to hear from you. O'Fallon, Missouri, let's talk to our friend Brad. Hey, Brad.
Oh, good afternoon. And I've got a special phone here, and I'm seeing Richard still has a glow from having been on vacation over in Italy.
He does.
For 2 weeks.
He's just on fire here.
One could argue that I'm not actually here yet.
I've been listening this month and the previous months on holiness, righteousness, sanctification, justification, and all that. And I have to say, most people in the body of Christ have the wrong foundation because they're taught wrong or not are taught because somebody doesn't know something. But if people could come to understand the full gospel, like Andrew says, you know, forgiveness is just half of it. Resurrection life is the other half. And to understand what God has made us in a new creation. If a person does not understand and accept what the new creation is, mm-hmm. and that it was God's intent that He would live in and through His created beings so that mm-hmm. everybody could see the invisible God, people never get taught on that. Thank God for Andrew Farley and Basic Gospel. But that there's a problem there. You really can't understand what God is doing in and through you. They don't even understand, you know, with renewing your mind. It's all God who's in you and working and living through you.
Yeah.
But they don't ever get taught that. And I think that lack of understanding it halts going any further to remove yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've said many times, Brad, we've got to graduate from Friday and celebrate what happened Sunday in the resurrection and the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ. Too many of us are just talking about going to church as if it's a building. And we need to see that we are the building. We're the temple of God. There's an indwelling of Christ in you. And that's the foundation, the very core of the gospel. So don't fire up prayers to heaven long distance. Realize the Holy Spirit lives in you and is with you forever. And that's a powerful, life-changing message, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Spirit has shown me it's not at the edge of the Milky Way.
Thanks, Brad. Good to hear from you, as always, my friend. Friends, be sure to download the Basic Gospel app. It's loaded with features to help you stay connected with the best news this world is ever going to hear. The Basic Gospel app available now in the App Store. Swimming against the current. I want to talk to you one more time about this. Swimming against the current of the world's philosophies and traditions. It takes courage and strength, and that comes only from God, who has empowered us and equipped us to live in truth. In that regard, we invite you to join Bob Christopher in his CD series, Against the Current, as he leads you into an understanding of the powerful impact the truth about Jesus has on our lives and how that same truth offers hope to those around you. Today is the final day for this offer. Don't miss it, friends. Against the Current, it's yours for your gift of $20 or more to Basic Gospel. To make your gift, call 844-412-2742. Again, toll free, 844-412-2742, or click donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and the Basic Gospel Ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. I'll be here. I hope you will be, too. Bye-bye.